Segment F, Volume 2, Chapters 10, 11, and 12. Wow, last segment of the essential skills component of the program. I know you're probably a little mentally exhausted and probably a little bit stressed out and feel like it's time to maybe skate a little bit and not work as hard, but that's going to be your challenge in this segment. Not so much that there's a lot of new stuff in this segment, it's really more honing skills you already possess, but those additional enhancements to your skills are really part of the process, are really part of the package that you signed up for, and we want you to have every advantage possible as you head into this field. So take a deep breath and just realize you've just got three more chapters, probably not as stressful as previous chapters. You're just going to be continuing the written assignments from segment E, the motion, notice, and brief, and the research that goes along with those, but we're going to give you some additional tools to help you along the way. In this segment, you're going to fully understand online legal research. We actually cap that off a little bit. Develop knowledge of treatises and legal periodicals, as well as regulatory research. As we'll talk about later, not every paralegal does regulatory research, but make sure that you have a frame of reference for that when you study here. And as you go through this segment, treatises, I love treatises. I think you will too. Once you understand their function, they really become kind of a powerful add-on to your research. They're not typically the place you will start. Maybe there are a few exceptions, but in certain areas of law you might have favorite treatises, but they are a place that will have a wealth of information, and we'll talk about those as we progress. And then we've got a couple of alternate writing techniques that you might use, you might not use, something called synthesizing authority, also a discussion of when, if ever, you should use dissenting authority, when you should quote dissenting authority. As we'll see, it's a bit risky, but there might be times when you do. And then your assignments are basically a continuation, as I mentioned, from segment E, the motion, notice, and trial brief. Legal movie recommendation. I don't think this movie got an Academy Award. I don't know if it even got nominated for anything, but it is, in my opinion, the best legal movie of all time. We saved the best for last. My Cousin Vinny, most of you have probably seen it, but if you have not seen it, go see it. Not only is it hilarious, not only does it have a really good story arc, but it is legally very, very accurate. They actually had a team of three attorneys on staff to make sure that the procedures that they went through throughout the movie, because it does follow procedural issues as part of the storyline, they wanted to make sure that they were doing them accurately. I actually had one quibble with it procedurally. You'll see what that's about as you read our comments later in the segment at the wrap-up. Make sure you review the relevant to this segment part of the movie of the website here. And the alternate film we're recommending is Runaway Jury, a very good movie. Again, we gravitate a lot to John Grisham because he's done so many great legal books that have, many of them that have been turned into films. I do want to mention this film has strong language, so if that offends you, just be warned. It shouldn't detract from the quality of the movie, though. All right, let's get started. Chapter 10.